I understand 22 years back, maybe this behavior didn't exist of, you know, having an online presence. Maybe it wasn't that important. The trend changed over years. Now that this has become a must-have and not a good-to-have, on the dentist side, do you still think that a lot of dentists, or maybe a large majority of the dentists, have taken to it and understood the value of it? Or do you think that there is still a long way to go? Because sometimes we do see dentists just have a very simple website. Right? They may not have a very sophisticated website that can, that has a lot of automation, that can do a lot of things. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that even 10 years ago, it's possible that they didn't see the need for a website, but that has really changed. Now everyone recognizes they at least need a website, and more realize that everyone is going to check you out online. Even if you have a great word of mouth referral, 9 out of 10 times your potential new patient is going to look at your online presence. They're going to look for a website. They're going to look for reviews. So it is really instrumental these days to have a good online presence. And I think doctors are understanding that, though reluctantly at first, I think that they're really understanding that it's essential now. It's just not negotiable, because that is how patients find new providers. They're going to check you out online first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in some sense, if we are understanding this better, and maybe the dental practices that listen to the podcast, the practices need to understand that maybe every patient's not going to go online and book, but most likely every patient's going to go online and look up your website. And it plays as a very important brand, I would say, asset that they look at to understand if this is the right practice to go to or not.
Absolutely. They're going to, I mean, even with a strong personal recommendation, almost everyone is going to look you up online first. That's just the way people shop these days. They want that trust building, and they're going to look you online. So you're right. They may not necessarily book through your website. You may still get the personal phone call of the office, but you can be rest assured that they've checked you out. They've looked you out online before they decided to choose you.
Absolutely. Completely agree with you. And I think, just like any other industry,